The first round of campaign finance reports were due this week. With more than $12,000 in donations, Skippy Mesereau has outraised the other candidates. Mesereau lost in his first campaign for city council 2 years ago. He set himself up as the young candidate with fresh ideas, and his spending is in line with that. He has purchased campaign apps, software, and a texting service, along with a slew of Facebook ads. His financial supporters include developers John Sarpa and Peter Fornell, as well as planner Chris Bendon. He boasted political connections earlier this year when Colorado Governor Jared Polis donated to his campaign. Pickens County Sheriff Joe DeSalvo also donated. In fact, the only candidate that DeSalvo didn't contribute to is incumbent Burt Myron. Myron has raised around $6,600, including contributions from Fornell and Aspen citizen and government critic Lee Mulcahy. Veteran politician Rachel Richards has raised nearly $9,000, almost $3,000 of which she donated to her own campaign. She has several longtime Democratic leaders on her donor list, including Blanca O'Leary, Betty Wallach, and Mick Ireland. Linda Manning has raised $3,000, including $100 from Lyft One developer Michael Brown and from restaurateurs Andrew Sandler and Ryan Chadwick. In the mayoral race, Ann Mullins has raised and spent nearly $9,000. Campaign contributors include former Mayor Bill Sterling and columnist Lorenzo Semple, as well as developers involved in the Lyft One project that is also on the ballot this spring. Adam Frisch has raised $1,100. He spent the majority of that on mugs and advertising. Tory has raised over $4,000, including contributions from outspoken Aspen citizen Lee Mulcahy and his mother, Sandy Mulcahy. He has used those funds toward stickers and t-shirts. Cale Mitchell did not turn in a report. He says he is not accepting any donations this campaign. 2 years ago, he had to pull out of the mayoral race when it was discovered he did not meet the residency requirements. Ballots are in the mail and due back March 5th. Allison Bektesh, Aspen Public Radio News.